Mensch Radio. The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good afternoon. Welcome to Man in Line on Manx Radio. Your chance to have your say. Today, it's an open line through till 1 o'clock. Call 66 13 68, text or WhatsApp on 166 177. Email studio at manxradio.com. What do you think about the Ramsey MHK asking for a new hospital in the north of the island? Anything else is on your mind? Laurie Hooper's asked, just said it's time to bite the bullet. He just says he doesn't believe in trying to modernise Ramsey District Cottage Hospital, so just build a new one. Laurie Hooper is going to be standing, re-standing, of course. He's a current MHK, but he will be standing again in September for the general election. And so far, he and Juan McGuinness are the two current candidates for Ramsey. So, Juan McGuinness and Laurie Hooper. What else is on your mind? Well, we talked about, and much has been talked about, dementia on Man in Line over the years. And Max Gare says no final decision has been made about whether patients with dementia will be moved from a specialist facility in Ramsey. At Rear Skill, the residential care home, the concerns have been raised by families of residents there, and a meeting is planned with families of patients tomorrow. Well, anything else? Text, email, call and WhatsApp. And David's first with us today. Hi, David.
Hi, mate. Just want to tell the listeners about my half a day in Andreas.
Oh, you went to the public consultation, did you?
Yeah, I did. It took me a while to find out where the little... it looks like an old Nissen hut, actually, to tell you the truth. But not the crying now. It was modern inside. The only criticism I got is I didn't get a cup of tea. And I was thirsty.
Crikey. Northern hospitality is normally fantastic. You didn't get a cuppa?
No, never got a cuppa. But I got so much excitement in my heart. Yes, I've got a heart. Excitement about what the potential is going to be at the Andreas Aerodrome, with potential for solar power, biogas, and battery storage.
Right.
And I just encourage people, if they want to look at things for the future, like, is take an opportunity to go out. It's up until about 8, 9 o'clock at night, I think.
Right, okay.
So they're going to be there.
What did you learn? What new did you learn, David?
Well, I learned that you could actually... Well, I know anyway about this, but you could put PV panels on the ground. And I went down through Thalty Will, so I looked at the reservoir and thought to myself on the way down, as you do, would it be any detriment to putting floating panels on a raft or whatever if it's going to make electricity for us? I don't think so. And I went back home over the mountain there and looked at what a beautiful island we've got. And I think people don't appreciate it enough, Andy.
Well, the thing is, because we're here all the time, you become a bit blasé, don't you? We just take it for granted. It's only when during TT when you meet new people and they just say, this is a great place. You live here. Somebody sent me a video of Douglas Bay at night and it looks absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's a great, great view.
Yeah. And that's what we should be pushing out there, shouldn't we, to people and those entrepreneurs who are living in the UK who want somewhere safe to live, is to spend some money wisely, like with technology that would support us on an island here. And we are living on an island, but we've got massive interconnectors running in the sea. If you look at the charts for where the electricity runs and telecommunications are under the sea there, we've got loads of them. So I just wanted to put a little plug out there. Even if you don't know nothing, there was about 10 people there. There was about six ladies. I met a lovely lady outside who pointed me to where the, I looked at the Nissen hut and said, is this where the meeting is? They said, they're all gassing inside. So I don't know her name, but she must have been an Andreas resident, so I'm thanking for that. And Andy, my learn is, for the future is, I need to get out more.
Okay, all right. Did you make a cup of tea when you got home?
Oh, I got a cup of tea and a sarnie, but I've checked the batteries out and I'm 80% full. Right?
All right. Thanks for calling today. This is this. Thank you, David. This is this public consultation that's happening at Andreas Parish Hall today about the anaerobic digester, the solar panels, basically a renewable energy project for Andreas Airfield. And pop along, have a look. Fancy that not being a cup of tea in the north. That's the north slipping. Howard's with us now. Hi, Howard.
Hello, Andy. I was just listening there about your Ramsay Cottage Hospital.
Yeah.
I mentioned there, last September, I was in the Ramsay Cottage Hospital for surgery, and I cannot fault anywhere in the system the staff, the consultant surgeon, right down through as you walk in the door to the girl behind the reception. All the staff were excellent, friendly, and helpful. But when you walk in, your heart drops because it's like a third world hospital. Or was. I haven't been up there since, I must admit. But the town of Ramsay does need another hospital. And where they were built, I do not know, but a more modern complex is needed, not a patchwork quilt like the Manx Care are trying to do now. And, the services provided up there are very much needed. And because we're living on an island, we do tend to become insular. And you think to yourself, I'm not going all the way to Ramsay. I've got to go all the way to Ramsay. And I had that train of thought because I was unable to drive and I had to be driven up there and back. But I can't fault the staff. The building does not do them justice. And I didn't know at the time, that it was not long afterwards, that it was a section of it was closed down because of Joey infestation. Yeah. And it was all round the Martin Ward that and the theatre there. I believe that's where this problem was occurring. And these people, nursing staff who were trying their best for ill people, trying their best and working under conditions like that, it's a sad state of affairs when you think of the money that they're wasting hand over fist in various other places. They can't spend money quick enough, but they're blind when it comes to things that we actually need. And the hospital is a very much needed piece of building.
Yeah.
And, the Ramsay Cottage Hospital has been there all as long as I can remember. And I'm getting geriatric. Well, I am geriatric. but as long as I can remember, the Cottage Hospital has always been there. And it's always served Ramsay well. And I don't blame them when, years ago, when they threatened to shut it down, that Ramsay was up in arms. But like the tourist industry, the government, this one, the previous ones, have just let it wither on the vine. That was their words about the tourist industry. And just leave it be, it'll wither on the vine. And they've achieved that now. But as I say, McGuinness and Hooper, I don't have a lot of faith in Lottie Hooper, but he has a valid reason for a new hospital now. And this should look after the people all in the north, because they're building estates and houses all over the north now. And there's going to be more people going to need hospitals. And that Ramsay Cottage Hospital is a first-class, or was a first-class place.
Okay. All right.
Just going on, I know in Northern Ireland, but we have the, you're saying the people are up in arms about ID. Why don't they have ID coming onto the island from various places of the UK? Well, it's not something really wanted to bring up, but this atrocious problem in Ireland of the common travel arrangement, where they're coming in from Europe into another part of Europe, which is Southern Ireland, and then just crossing the border into Northern Ireland. And from that point, they can cross over into the Scotland, UK. And because we're part of the same common travel arrangements, they can come to the Isle of Man. And this, in a roundabout way, these people are travelling like that. They're as crafty as a cage full of monkeys. And they'll worm their way through. And Lord knows where they're going to go and rear their ugly heads next. And this is one of the reasons why I'm agreeing with ID for people to come on the island. And we know then who is here and who is, well, who's trying to get here. So it's a very controversial subject, but at the same time, a very necessary subject.
Okay, all right. How would we appreciate... Oh, by the way, well, what was the work that was being done on the Camera Obscura at the weekend?
It's major construction work. Internal, external. From what I'm led to believe, it's going to be a couple of weeks because a lot of the building is timber. And, of course, it's been 20 years now. So a lot of the timber underneath it...
Oh, I see.
...is starting to go rotten, and they've had to replace. So it's just not safe at the moment for people to go in.
Right, OK. So it's supporting timbers?
Supporting timbers, the joists, etc., under the walkways,
right,
and various other bits. But I think they're pleading for the money to paint it now. Get the other half of that pot of paint that they used.
Right. Okay. All right.
But there will be a couple of weeks. But we'll be back on back open again before the end of the summer, and then you can come up and see it in all its glory.
Okay. Howard, we appreciate it. Thanks for calling today.
Take care. Bye now.
17 minutes past 12. David was referring to this public consultation at Andreas Parish Hall. It's on till 7 tonight, and it's all about this renewable energy scheme in the north of the Isle of Man, which could support the Manx Utilities grid. Well, according to the people behind it, this public consultation is taking place to discuss the next steps in the plans to redevelop Andreas Airfield. If given the go-ahead, it'll be privately funded, not a penny of public money, but it will be solar panels, an anaerobic digester. That means anaerobic is without oxygen, isn't it? Anyway, it would generate energy from specially grown crops. And, well, pop up today if you've got time. Andreas Parish Hall. It's open till 7 o'clock tonight. Laurie Hooper, for it is he, says it's time to bite the bullet and build a new hospital on the in the north of the Isle of Man. Government should be planning a replacement for Ramsay Cottage Hospital. Rather than spending money on remedial work, says Laurie Hooper, who says refurbing the present building won't provide a long-term solution. And he maintains the facility is vital to the Isle of Man.
When Ramsay Cottage Hospital was opened in 1907, a local dignitary boasted that the town had the most up-to-date cottage hospital in Britain. Instead of travelling 16 miles to Douglas, patients could now be treated on the spot. That was 1907. In reality, a clean start is needed. Certainly Ramsay MHK Laurie Hooper thinks so.
It's concerning to hear more and more coming out about this, but actually when you take a step back and look at everything that's been said in the round, I think actually now is time for us to be saying, okay, this facility, Manx Care have acknowledged, is critical. Actually, it's vital to the island, not just to people in the north, but to our whole healthcare setup. And so now I think it is the time to say, let's take a step back, let's have a plan for replacement, because we could be spending, you know, £5-10 million.
So Ramsay has to have a hospital?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at the strategic position, we need a second facility on the island, and you've seen the impact on Nobles when Ramsay's been closed temporarily. You've seen Nobles be overwhelmed, the bed capacity is an issue, the A&E has been struggling, everything, and all of that actually is tied into the fact that Ramsay has been shut. And so it's very clear that Ramsay needs to remain open. It's also very clear that we're going to be faced with the choice of spending between £5 and £10 million refurbishing the building, and it still won't quite be fit for purpose. The corridors will still be too narrow, and it still won't be up to modern standards. Or we could say maybe it's worth spending £10 to £15 million and actually replacing the whole facility. And I think I'm leaning more towards now saying, right, let's take a step back and let's look at investing properly, replacing the facility with something that is modern, that actually meets our needs, not just in the north, but for the island as a whole. Make sure that that facility is then secured for the next 100 years, rather than trying to stick a sticking plaster on it with fixing the roof and fixing the walls and all the bits of maintenance need to happen. It really feels like we could be spending a lot of money on a building that is going to have to be replaced anyway. So let's just bite the bullet. Let's replace it. Let's invest in the town. Let's invest in that facility.
First things first, Ewan McGuinness is standing in Ramsey in September, as is Laurie Hooper. So they're the two candidates so far, Laurie Hooper, who you heard, and Ewan McGuinness. On Monday, planning permission was granted for a temporary mobile dental unit at Ramsey and District Cottage Hospital. And we've asked Max Cairn, the Department of Health and Social Care, to respond to Mr. Hooper's comments. DHSC and Max Cairn have sent us a note just to say they agree the hospital services should continue to be provided in the north of the Isle of Man, and options are currently being assessed following the recent publication of the Ramsey and District Cottage Hospital Condition Survey. As Howard said, there was rodent infestation, and I just wonder what your thoughts are, if you've ever used Ramsey and District Cottage Hospital, what your thoughts are regarding the condition and also the whole facility of the Isle of Man. Obviously, Laurie Hooper thinks that we need something in the north. Obviously, it takes the heat off Nobles. But it's kind of hemmed in, isn't it, Ramsey and District Cottage Hospital? It's hemmed in right by the road and by the housing estate there. So if it weren't there, and presumably what would happen is that it would be flattened, they'd sell the land off eventually for housing, and it would go somewhere else. But where would it go? And remember, there is a chain of kind of possession here, in that the freeholder is the Department of Health and Social Care, and the leaseholder is Manx Care. So Manx Care kind of take what they're given from DHSM. This is what was mentioned before about the condition of Ramsey and District Cottage Hospital. Manx Care could bellyache about how things are wrong there, but the DHSC is the landlord, and any repairs not done by Manx Care, not by their contractor, but done by the DOI. So what do you think? And bearing in mind that we're talking about government building something, and eventually how much it's going to cost and how long it will take to build it. Well, any thoughts? And Vivian's with us now. Hi, Vivian.
Just let me turn the radio off. Right. Ramsey Cottage Hospital.
Yeah.
Used to be the most wonderful place on the Isle of Man. And because it's got into the wrong hands, it's been neglected. And it's a case of, they had a League of Friends there that used to raise money, thousands every year.
Right.
And provide all sorts of facilities.
Aren't the League of Friends there still?
I don't know. But all I know is that everything that that was given to the Cottage Hospital has gone to Nobles.
When you say everything, what sort of things?
X-ray machines, all sorts of mechanical things.
Okay, right.
And I worked there when I left school, and it was the most wonderful place going. And it was run in those days by a matron and a sister and two staff nurses, and the rest of us were cadets.
Right. Is that the right place for it, though? Is there a better place around the north to put a hospital, Vivian?
Well, where are you going to go? You're going to finish up out at Bride or Andreas with it.
Right. So you think it should be in and around Ramsey, then?
Oh, yes. Right. It should be. And people want to start looking after things. I've got the history of the Cottage Hospital from when it was built, and it was built by public money. They used to have hymn singing in the park of a Sunday afternoon, and all the pennies and farthings were all collected, and that's where it all started from more than 1907. But they had a donation from Mr. Noble, who helped build it. And they used to do all the... I've had three operations in that place, and I'm still alive and kicking.
Right. So what do you think about obviously the inside is looking a bit tired, the outside's looking a bit tired, and it sprawls around, doesn't it? So
that's been all the extensions they've built onto
it. Right. Yes, of course.
But if you go into the original hospital, it's lovely. And when it was built to stay.
Right, okay. Well,
it's people's opinions. And Laurie Hooper wants to think about Ramsey and do more for it than forget about it.
Right, so as far as you're concerned...
He's been in MHK for 5 years and he's done absolutely nothing for Ramsey.
All right, so let's cut to the chase then. Do you think it should be repaired or replaced?
Repaired.
Okay, all right.
But by people that know what they're doing.
Right, okay. Vivian, we appreciate it. Thanks for calling today as a former cadet there. And Susan's on now. Hi, Susan.
Oh, hello. It's just to do with the meeting that's in Andrews Parish Hall today.
Yeah.
Just speaking as an Andrews commissioner, when David was on before, he commented about Northern Hospitality. Just wanted to clarify, this is nothing to do with Andrews commissioners.
Right.
It's a private individual, a company. They're hiring the hall from the commissioners, but the commissioners are not involved in any shape or form. Because certainly if we'd organised it, you would have got a cup of tea.
Oh, right. Of course, there's a kitchen there, isn't there? Yes.
There certainly is. We've got a fantastic facility there. Right. I know it might look like a Nissen hut from outside, but inside it's modern and it's really good facility. But as I say, it sounded as if it should have been from the north, as in the commissioners, and it's nothing to do with us.
Right. Okay. Happy to put that on the record, Susan. Thanks for calling today.
Thank you.
Right, 26 minutes past 12. What do you think about Ramsey Cottage Hospital then? Is it to repair or to replace? If you would replace it, where would you go? Crikey, can you imagine in the meantime? If there were no facility in the north while it was being flattened and built on, or whether you would keep that going while you build the new one. And it would be millions, wouldn't it? I mean, it would be long millions of pounds, bearing in mind our recent record with the infrastructure. We'll see. The contingency allocated to the reinstatement of the horse tram tracks has been increased. Thank you. A lady called Katrina asked me about this and said she's heard about the budget for the horse trams going up. Well, the contingency budget allocated to the reinstatement of the horse tram tracks has gone up. DOI says it's followed a Treasury recommendation because of the volatile global financial climate. The global volatile financial climate is affecting a horse tram. It's now estimated it's going to be £3 million to relay the tracks so they run the full length of Douglas Prom. Well, they've got half of it anyway. Anyway, the business case is due to be debated when the court sits later on this month. The contingency budget allocated to the reinstatement of the horse tram tracks has been increased. And there we are. My word. It just seems to keep going up and up and up. I just wonder what your thoughts are regarding the our famous halfway horse tram tracks. And I see that that cruise liner that was here on Monday is here again today. It was due to be here on Friday, but it's here. I'm guessing it, I think it went to Dublin after here, and it possibly might have been scheduled to go to Belfast. So they've decided that discretion is the greater part of valor, and back to the Isle of Man.
At Bond Fabrics, we're not just a fabric shop. As well as curtains and upholstery and dress and costume fabrics, we've knitting and crocheting wools, made-to-measure curtain and blind service, plus poles and tracks. Visit Strand Street Douglas, call 611856 or see bondfabrics.im.
Scrap metal coming out of your ears? Then there's only one place to call. Castaignes Scrap Metal, of course. Castaignes pay top prices for lead, brass, copper, aluminium and stainless steel, as well as ferrous metals, scrap vehicles, and they're even licensed to scrap lead acid batteries. Drop it off today or Castaignes can come and take it away. Castaignes Scrap Metal, Foxtel Road, call 801-337.
Manx Mobility in Onchan have it all. Daily living aids, wide-fitting shoes, rise recliners, beds and scooters, including lightweight and airline-approved models. Call in and see how our expert team can make your life easier. Manx Mobility at the top of Summer Hill.
Cork Corkhill Storage. Corkhill Storage. Call Corkhill Removals and Storage today. We'll store your goods day after day. Safe and secure around the clock. When it comes to storage, we do the lots. Visit CorkhillRemovals.com.
Out and about this summer, EVF service stations have everything you need to make the most of it. Hot and cold food, chilled wine and beers, barbecue essentials and more. You can even pick up your lottery tickets at our stations across the island. Fill up, fuel up with Ellen Vannin Fuels. Visit us at evf.co.im. Stocks and offers may vary between locations.
Tomorrow evening here on Manx Radio, join me, David Kinley, on Island Life for a series of programmes entitled New World, Old Ways, where we discuss the history, culture, folklore, superstitions and music of the Manx emigrees to the New World, the United States of America, and in particular, the Appalachian Mountains.
And I'll be talking to Mr. Roberts here about the Manx language. That's tomorrow evening at 6:30 p.m. here on Manx Radio.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
12:30, Wednesday lunchtime on the Isle of Man. Gordon's with us now. Hello, Gordon.
Hello, Andy. Hi. Yes, Ramsey College Hospital.
Yeah.
That building is, or those buildings, are right in the middle of a complete complex of healthcare facilities. You have the ambulance station, you have Grovemind Dental Practice, you have Ramsey Group Practice, and you have the Cottage Hospital, and they're all adjacent to each other.
Right.
So you can't take it and put it somewhere else. The main point I'd like to make, however, is, I mean, I was a quantity surveyor on this island for nearly 40 years. Laurie Hooper has this morning said we could have a new hospital for 10 or 15 million. If he thinks that, he's living in cloud cuckoo land. I would guess that a new small hospital would be at least 50 million, if not more.
And is that purely because of the cost of materials going up and what have you?
No, I mean, you look at the facilities that are up there. There are operating theatres, there are wards, there are consulting rooms, there's minor injuries, physiotherapy. You've got a complete complex of hospital facilities. And that will just cost an awful lot of money to rebuild. They just want to maintain the thing.
Right.
I mean, this is something the Isle of Man government are very good at. They build all these projects, and then they just let them go to rack and ruin. They don't maintain them.
Do you think there's more merit in doing it up than flattening it and building a new one?
No, I think they should just maintain it properly.
Right, okay. So
the same with Castle Rushen High School. I did various extensions to that complex over the years. And again, there was just a lack of maintenance. And they now say they've got to knock it down and build a new school. That's because they haven't maintained it properly.
But Gordon, the general public and the listeners will think, why? Why does nobody think that you shouldn't maintain a building?
I know, yeah. Yeah, it's just something that happens all the time.
But I mean, in the private sector, that's part and parcel of what happens. A building is going to be looked after because it's an asset. So,
that's right.
So why wouldn't they in the public sector look after an asset?
I think it's all to do with money and finances. You know, they don't make proper provision for maintenance through the years ahead. And they're always struggling with budgets every year.
But anyway, how do you feel about the necessity of having a facility in Ramsey for the North?
I think it's essential. I mean, I've been there lots of times for x-rays, blood tests, physiotherapy, all sorts. And it's really, really handy. And as somebody else said this morning, it takes the pressure off Nobles. If everybody's got to go to Nobles, which is already creaking at the seams, it just makes the situation worse.
Right, OK. Well, just for the... It's worth restating, then, how much would you say, as a former quantity surveyor, for a new hospital?
It depends how big it is, but I would have thought it would be at least 50 million, if not more.
OK. All right. Gordon, we appreciate your professional background and opinion.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, Andy.
Good to hear from you. 26 minutes before one, Mrs. C in Ramsey said, well, £15 million for a new hospital in Ramsey sounds like a bargain compared to £3 million to reinstate the tram lines for the sea terminal. Well, we're working on 50 for a new one. But it's again, the essential nature of having a facility in the north, both to take the pressure off Nobles and, heaven forbid, if anything happened at Nobles, being a fallback option. Phil said, it's a pity Mr. Hooper didn't suggest a new hospital in Ramsey when he was Minister for Health. And the same thing, Wolfie said, why didn't Laurie Hooper plan to replace the Cottage Hospital when he was leader at the DHSC? And Marie said, Andy, they should never have stopped the Ramsey GPs from serving Ramsey and District Cottage Hospital. We used to get a fantastic service from those GPs. They would even visit patients on Christmas Day when GPs cared. I'm sure they still do. Ramsey, Mary from Ramsey, if Cottage Hospital is to be used as an example, asking for a rebuild. Oh, sorry, if Castle Rush and High School is used as an example, asking for a rebuild of Ramsey Cottage will be the kiss of death for the hospital, says Mary in Ramsey. And George said, I think we should build a decent school in the south of the island, which is long overdue, before we start thinking about a replacement hospital in Ramsey. Laurie Hooper is only after the votes. And remember, Juan McGuinness is standing also in Ramsey. Do you think Manx Care are worried that once Ramsey Cottage Hospital reopens, the staff, like doctors, specialists, and other much-needed medical staff from the cottage that went to Nobles Hospital are going back to the Cottage Hospital to work? And will they leave Nobles Hospital short-staffed? Says Texter 004. Well, it's a vexed question, really. And as usual, it all comes down to money. It comes down to money. And the money that will be needed to repair and renew Ramsey Cottage Hospital and its facilities. Or possibly, as Laurie Hooper said, and Joe McGinnis is standing as well, to build a new hospital in the north. I just wonder what you thought, particularly if you live in and around the north, and particularly if you've been served by the fine facilities and people at Ramsey and District Cottage Hospital. Oh, by the way, Aer Lingus is reaffirming its long-term commitment to the Isle of Man, as Emerald Airways, I think, do it, don't they? They fly to Dublin. They've restated that they're going to continue to provide connectivity between the Isle of Man and Dublin. Actually, it's 2022 that Aer Lingus Regional provided connectivity between Dublin and the Isle of Man, but it's going to go on as part of their commitment to the market. Aer Lingus Regional will be continuing to operate twice daily flights between Isle of Man and Dublin. So that's good news, particularly as we can't get to Belfast. And it doesn't seem like anybody's got a plan to be able to fly to Belfast when you think once upon a time. And it's been said in the past, and it may or may not be true, that it was EasyJet's predatory pricing when other people were flying to Belfast. And EasyJet kind of put them out of business because of that, much like I think it was stated before with EasyJet flying to Bristol, finished off the flight to Gloucester. But anyway, thoughts about this? On text, email, call and WhatsApp, and also about the tram tracks going up just easily, just going up £1 million to £3 million. When my children were younger, they loved the play park on Loch Prom. We talked about play facilities on Douglas Promenade and the dearth of them. We do our local shopping in the street, then finish with a takeout from a local cafe and eat it in the park. It was all safe and enclosed from traffic, and there was lots to play with, says Jen. It's a facility for the children, for younger people. And really, we should be providing that. Any money now will now be allocated to keep the Christmas lights on until mid-February, says 692. Why don't they put the small coloured lights back on the promenade? They should last longer these days with everything being LED. Thank you, Chris. Just sharing my two penneth into the conversations, we should say that so many discussions and conversations of late could be helped with a push for more open data being made available. With personal and private data kept private, but the numbers and data are there in the open to help make decisions and discussions happen, which are based on actual facts. Thank you, Chris. Also, you talked about ministers being democratically elected. They're not, MHKs are. I don't get to choose who's in a ministerial position, says Nick. Well, he could become an MHK, Nick, couldn't you? Then you might take part in it. Regarding DNR being put on notes without people knowing, I had the same in the Nobles Heart Ward in December 2024, said WhatsApper 809. They put DNR, that's for the uninitiated, do not resuscitate, bye-bye, on my notes, unbeknown to me. Regarding play areas, a possible idea is to sell some land at Summerland for £1, build a new Summerland with a musical stage, a sports stage, children's play area with peaceful gardens for reflection and respect for the history of the land. This will allocate local jobs for all the trades and apprentices and what have you for a multi-purpose specific tourist hub in a brilliant location, says Anthony on Douglas Seafront. It's not like there's no space for children's play areas. It's just that nobody appears to be doing anything with it. Another note also, this is Perry. Hello, Perry. Just saying, yes, I heard about that biker being spoken to about doing donuts on the promenade. It seems to me like the TT's going a bit woke. Do you remember once upon a time, it was always happening on the lower promenade when Steve Colley riding over cars and what have you, there was always something going on. Now it just seems to be a bit sterile. Any thoughts about that? Well, you can get in touch if there's anything that you'd like to bring up. And just to reiterate what I said yesterday, Devon Watson, the leader of Douglas City Council, is on at the end of this month. In fact, I'll just run through what's going to be happening. Next Monday, Daphne Kane will be on, the Department of Health and Department of Education and Tourism and Culture. Education, Sport and Culture is going to be on. Daphne Kane, the Minister, with Sarah Maltby, MHK, and Paul Crane, MLC. They're the political members in DSC. That's Monday. Wednesday, next Wednesday, we're live from QE2 High School in Peel. The week after that, Chris Thomas, the Treasury Minister, is going to be on. We're going to be live at St Ninian's High School as well, and then Devon Watson from Douglas City Council. That's this coming June on Man in Line. Right. Any thoughts? By all means, do get in touch.
Hello, this is Doug Farragher. In conjunction with Manx Radio, I'd like to invite you to join us and learn something about our native Gaelic tongue, the language of man.
Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
Care in Man provide door-to-door transport for clients to get to and from healthcare appointments. We need volunteers to continue this valuable service. If you like to drive and or organise things on the phone, give us a call and join us. No commitment and healthy mileage allowance. Call Care in Man 628 500.
This advert is brought to you by Kell Properties.
Financial Options and Chase Wealth Solutions are committed to quality financial advice for the whole island. We have opened a new office at the Mountain View Innovation Centre in Ramsey, where we offer mortgage advice on Mondays and life assurance, investment and pension advice the rest of the week. Call 640-350 to book. Financial Options and Chase Wealth Solutions, serving the whole island. Chase Financial Services Limited, trading as Financial Options and Chase Wealth Solutions, is regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
SMS Trading, new and second-hand furniture from flat pack to fully built. See our range at 3 St Paul Square, Ramsey. All island delivery and man-in-a-van service available. Call SMS Trading on 315151 or find SMS Trading on Facebook.
Is gravity taking its toll on your face and body? Fight back with Ul Therapy, the proven alternative to dermal fillers, now available at the Tracy Bell Clinic. A non-invasive treatment that could lift and tighten neck, brow, chin, and reduce the appearance of lines and wrinkles on chest and décolletage using advanced ultrasound technology. No needles, no scalpels. Ul Therapy at the Tracy Bell Clinic, Douglas. Call 613323 now or visit tracybell.co.uk.
Gaelic, the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanin, the Isle of Man. You can catch up with more of Manx Radio's Manx language programmes in the weekly podcast Abershen Rish. Say that again.
Abershen Rish.
Shene, that's the one.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Steam Packet have announced how many travellers, how many passengers were carried to the Isle of Man during TT. It was 37,941. That's slightly down from last year, which was 39,469. About the same as 2 years ago, which was 37,808. And more than in 23, which is 34,071. Andy just said the 38,000 people that travelled travelled to the Isle of Man by ferry. How many mobile campers were carried, I wonder? And how many authorised camper pitchers are there on the Isle of Man? Well, some unauthorised ones, aren't there? Lots and lots of mobile homes, camper vans from the UK were parked here, there and everywhere. Here's a message that just said, woke literally means awake and or aware of social injustices. It's nothing to do with a donut on the promenade. I do wish it wouldn't be constantly used for everything that people don't agree with, said Steve. Well, you have to take that up with the person who sent the message in. Hello, Anthony in Runcorn. Good to hear from you. The assisted dying bill worries me after my text yesterday about finding DNR on my notes. I hope the two aren't connected. That's why I'm against it. After spending money on the horse tram track, spend that money on Ramsey District Cottage Hospital. Cruise passengers are only here for a few hours. Northern residents are here 52 weeks of the year, and healthcare should be the priority. The money that's been thrown at Nobles is shameful. Manxcare should remember that we have two hospitals on the Isle of Man. That's Karen in Ramsey. The ship that's come back today perhaps didn't realise the horse tram tracks. Trams don't run on a Monday to see if they're running again today. Well, here, they're on bicycles today. Years of underinvestment, false economy. The Douglas Corporation are the same, says George. Bit more detail, would you? Could we have a castle, hospital in Castletown and Port Erin too? Says Critch. Everybody wants something, don't they? I would put the new Northern Hospital at Jerby, near the Jerby Surgery and Prison. But I would prefer Ramsey Cottage Hospital to be maintained properly. A hospital at Jerby, I wonder. The problem with the government, says 223, is that they don't maintain their buildings to a good standard. When they do, they don't check on the skills of certain trades and subcontractors. Some contracted to unskilled people. They just don't employ a clerk of works to check on quality. Well, if that's true, I mean, that's something that's, well, that's really important. Surely the government or all local authorities should be maintaining their properties. Laurie Hooper is electioneering. As a former health minister, wasn't he aware of the condition of Ramsey and District Cottage Hospital? Why isn't the Eddie Tier Health Clinic at Jerby used more? It's a total mess, says Francis. Remember, Dewan McGuinness is standing in Ramsey as well. Why is nobody, Andrea said, Andy, why is nobody in government ever held accountable for not doing their job? There must be someone in DOI or DHSC who's responsible for ensuring the maintenance on government-owned buildings and making sure that it's carried out. If they're not doing this, then the buck stops with the chief officer or the minister, and they need to get their department in order. Stop rewarding poor performance, says Andrea. A message in from Tina, who just said the same thing, really. If people in the public sector don't get things right, bearing in mind that most people in the public sector are paid more than people in private enterprise and have better pensions, if we're paying private sector wages for public sector employees, why don't the same disciplines apply? If you get it wrong, you should be at least getting warnings or perhaps fired if you're getting something badly wrong. Just because you work in the public sector shouldn't prevent you from a sanction for not doing your job properly. And David said if Ramsey want a new hospital, we could easily have one in the south. It's the same mileage to Nobles from the north and the south. Not from Ramsey, it's not. A lot of tosh from the DOI regarding the horse trams. The buck stops with them, and they're the department that messed this up, resulting in a significant increase in cost. They cancelled the horse trams through to the sea terminal, and now, because it's gone up, it seems like it's our problem. They did it. Karen in Ramsey. That's the one about the horse trams as well. And again, people are commenting on Mr. Hooper and whether or not it's electioneering. Well, Mr. Hooper's a politician. He's standing for election. Dewan McGuinness is also standing. Again, there are only two candidates who declared in Ramsey, Laurie Hooper and Dewan McGuinness. Thank you to, what about a cottage hospital in the south? Again, this is Jay saying, well, let's stay where we are for the moment. We do actually have a facility in Ramsey, and the debate is really whether or not to do it up. Well, at the moment, the preferred option is to do it up. Oh, and by the way, talking of the North, Manx Care says that no final decision has been made about whether patients with dementia will be moved from a specialist facility in Ramsey. It follows concerns raised to Manx Radio by the families of residents from Riatskjell, the residential home there. A meeting's planned with the families of patients today. And here are some of the families of patients, Tina and Phil.
Having gone through this with Common Moor when my mum was there 3 years ago, which still hasn't been sorted out, I sort of automatically felt that this could be true. I went to the home the next day. In the absence of the manager there, I then contacted Rebecca Dooley, who then confirmed that the rumours I had heard were true and that it was one of four places being considered and that we would get a letter very soon. Now, that was the 28th of May. We have got a proposed meeting with Rebecca on Thursday morning, but to my knowledge, not all the relatives of the people in there have had that information. My concern, it's my mum. She's well into dementia. Problems that would cause if she has moved, I wouldn't. That's the upsetting part. It's well known that if you move these residents, you know, their condition can deteriorate.
Where it would hurt us, obviously, we have a relative in the care home who's, again, seriously into dementia, unfortunately. Moving this lady, it would be awful. It would be very traumatic for her. When we actually go to visit her, and we're visiting daily, we see all the residents there. They're sat in the lounge or they're walking around, but they all seem to realise that where they are and who they're with.
Well, you heard from Tina, and that was Phil, who got relatives in the unit, and what's going to happen? Well, as you say, well, that meeting today is planned with families of patients. Staff, especially consultants, don't like travelling to Ramsey. You would think it's hundreds of miles. A cottage hospital must continue, says 570, to relieve the pressure on nobles. Unfortunately, says Derek, I think the TT is finished. Unless something is put in place to immediately, the format is currently in place, just doesn't work, and everybody's getting fed up with the woke money brigade who are taking over the TT. I apologise to the gentleman, was it Steve, who said, stop using the word woke. Derek, stop using the word woke. Speeding tickets. Sulby Strait did well for the police Christmas party this year, but I've got an issue. I was caught doing 39 in a 30 and got a £120 fine and 3 points. But I'm aware, and I've seen other tickets for the same offence on the same road, but 2 penalty points. Is it a fair system or locals being treated differently, says Colin. And by the way, I think the thing about the police party was a joke, so take it as that. Regarding Chris, this is regarding the increased costs of the tram tracks. Here's a suggestion. If the cost of the project is expected to be X, why not just add at least 50% of that sum before informing the public? Then when the inevitable spiralling costs occur, there's a bit of wriggle room, says Chris. You should be in PR, Chris. Lizzie said, I want that Ramsey Cottage Hospital to stay. It's handy for the doctor. So why throw £50 million on a new place? Why not just upgrade it? If work needs to be done, get them done. It's one thing in there. Sorry, Lizzie, I don't understand the rest of it. Build a new hospital. You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. All they do is keep tradesmen in work when they patch up these old buildings, says George. Well, quite what you do and how you would solve it. And, of course, saying you're going to have a new cottage hospital and doing it are two very different things. Anyway, it's just a suggestion at the moment. But the fact that Ramsey Cottage Hospital is, and there's constant Manx skeet about the fact that Ramsey Cottage Hospital at some point is going to go, because if you keep putting the price up, it goes up and up and up, and then sell the idea to the public, well, it's too much money, we'll spend it on nobles and make nobles a bit bigger, and already the thought is that nobles isn't quite big enough. Plenty of land around nobles. I just wonder what your thoughts are regarding this. Is Ramsey Cottage Hospital one of those things you simply couldn't face if it went? There's a large plot of land next to the ambulance station in Ramsey that a hospital could be built on. But has it been gifted to a local developer? Well, you have to tell me more about that, 762, if you know more about it. You're not making that up, are you? Talking about dilapidated buildings going to ruin, let's talk about the Corran home in Peel. The Corran Home Trust have done nothing with it and have left it to rot. It's no longer fit for purpose for a residential home. So demolish that and build a health centre. Well, who owns the land, Frank? You can't just march in and take over. If somebody owns the land, we need to be stricter on road closures on race days, says 768. I bet no other country would allow the general public to drive around a racetrack just before an event. I know locals have to get to work, but it would only be a few days a year, and they knew that they knew there would be road closures when they chose to live there. Bad weather can't be helped, but delays due to road traffic collisions can be. So that's regarding TT. Basically, don't like the general. Let the general public get onto the what is in effect a racetrack before the event. Coolnamary looks just the same, and it's been empty for much longer. Could easily be made into temporary accommodation for homeless people. We're talking about Rientna Bay, Albert Terrace, yesterday. What's happening to that? Well, not much, to be quite honest. Empty government buildings will only cost the taxpayers money. There's no point harping on about them. Well, now, do you remember the Treasury Minister, Chris Thomas, was talking about trying to get all government land under one umbrella, because at the moment the different parcels of land belong to different departments. So I'm presuming that the old prison site will be Department of Home Affairs. And they'll all belong to different departments. So Chris Thomas was talking about getting it all under one roof, as it were, under one main umbrella. And then government could then start selling stuff off, because it seems to be the perceived opinion that government seems to need to get some of these brownfield sites moving. Things like the old Park Road School and the Bowling Green pub that's next to it, Quarterbridge pub. Under the circumstances regarding TT, says 446, I think the clerk of the court did an excellent job. I wouldn't like to be in his position. It was all about the weather, and when you talk about the weather on the Isle of Man, well, what can you do about it? Well, that's it. Back tomorrow with another open line for Thursday on Manx Radio. Thanks to Donna on the phones, and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. W-I-N-T